And would they look the same except for the
Well, they were
size?
Bigger, yes, yes. They,
what do they look like, those plows?
Well, they had the two handles, you know, and a shaft, and they were made of metal except for the handles. And they had a pointed thing in the bottom, you know, and that's where those, they had a, those chairs, you know, they were replaceable after they were worn out. That's, they call them a chair, you know. You could unscrew them and put them, put a new one in there, or take them to a shop, you know, and have them, they would usually, they would sharpen them, you know.
Did you sell those here in the store?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you sell a lot of those?
Oh, yeah, we sold.
Where did people use them?
Where they would use them? In the farms.
Did anybody have a place around the house or anything that they used?
No, they were used them. So they were kind of, you had to use two mules or two horses to pull them.
That's been big plows.
Yeah, pretty good size.
And did, after people had plowed, did they have a plow with big discs on it that they would pull and break up the ground even more?
Well, yes, they had those, yeah.
What would you call something like that?
They call them Dick's plows.
Is that the same thing as a
harrow? Yes, I think you call them a harrow.
Have you ever heard?
Yes, that's correct. The Dick's plow is something to turn the ground, and the harrow is the one that has several those discs, you know, that they...
Is that the same as a gee-whiz, or if you ever heard of a gee-whiz here?
No.
I think I asked you that one. And when they were plowing, they would cut the ground and it would throw it up into piles of dirt, you know, be like this. What would you call those rows of the dirt out in the field?
I don't remember what they call them.
Well, they don't call them anything like a furrow?
Furrow, yeah.
And what about hay? Did they ever let the hay grow and then cut it, and then it would come up again, yeah, so that it could be cut again?
Yes, yeah, some cases of that, yes.
Well, when it came up again, what did they call that second cutting? Did they have a name for it then?
I don't remember. I think they call it stubble or what?
The what?
Stubble, is it?
Oh, yes. That second cutting of hay?
I don't remember the word for it, no.
Well, would they leave that on the ground, or would they take it, would they use that too, that second?
Sometimes they use the second cutting, yeah.
And what about wheat? You said they tied hay up into bundles. Would they tie wheat up like that?
The wheat is not coming over here. There's no.
I
don't even know what the wheat looks like.
So you wouldn't know how it was tied up?
Yeah.
And, well, you said they grow corn. How much would they make per acre of that here?
No, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I really don't know.
Well, how do they
judge? It depends on the weather, you know, the amount of rain they get.
How would they judge how much they'd made? You know, would they say they made so much?
So many bushels? I think it's about a bushel, yeah.
And if they made 40 bushels, would that be, you'd say that was a good...
Per acre? Not really. Good crop or what?
And...